Stock, this is trading on Gina Lombardo. Gina, GINA, Lombardo, 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 L as in Lancy, LOMBARDO. Next paragraph, please make copy for Richard Potts, MD. Potts, POTTS, P as in Paul. Next paragraph, dear Richard, thank you for sending Gina Lombardo for primary valuation. Next paragraph, chief complaint is COPD and lung nodule. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 56-year-old female who has a long-standing history of smoking, has previously been diagnosed to have COPD, and has been using a Noro Ellipta inhaler once daily. The patient apparently has been followed by a pulmonologist up north and had a chest CT done earlier this year, which reportedly showed a 2-centimeter nodule in the upper chest, and she was referred to a thoracic surgeon who said surgery was not feasible at this time, and a follow-up chest CT was suggested. Period. The patient has a cough, denies any hemoptysis, denies weight loss or fevers or chills. Lost chest CT done in January 23 in Ormond Beach, Advent Health. Showed no suspicious pulmonary nodules, and there was a 7-millimeter subpleural left lower lobe nodule which was unchanged and considered benign. Period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of COPD and a history for C-section in 1988. She also had an ectopic pregnancy in the past and had a tonsillectomy remotely. Denies hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits of patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for 30 years and quit in 2020. Alcohol use, none recently. Next paragraph, family history. Father's alive at age 86 and had lung cancer. Mother's in good health. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had no weight loss but has fatigue. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. She has sore throat and hoarseness and has shortness of breath and coughing spells. She also has abdominal pains, nausea and reflux, and constipation. says unit frequency nighttime awakening. And she has no chest pains or calf muscle pains, no palpitations. There's no depression or anxiety. And she has no easy bruising or bleeding gums. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. And no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No seizures, but has headaches and memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, medalist. Anoro Alepta, 1 puff daily. Trazodone, 100 milligrams HS. Gabapentin, 900 milligrams HS. Dival Pro X, 500 milligrams HS. And Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Next, physical exam. This thinly built, middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress. Mild pallor, no sign of the circular being, no peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 110 over 70. Pulse 86, respiration is 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 99, saturation 98. HEND are non-static, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And distant breath sounds. Occasional wheezes scattered in the upper chest. Heart sounds are irregular as one an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus, no gross, no depth. Cranial nerves, grossly intact, skin, no lesions, noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is COPD with emphysema. Number 2 is a possible pulmonary nodule. Versus mediastinal. Number 2 is left pulmonary nodule. Number 3 is possible mediastinal mass. And number 4 is sciatica. Oh, can you please add that in the past history? The patient has chronic left sciatica from lumbar disc disease. Please add that in the past history, please. And the final diagnosis, sciatica. Left sciatica. Period. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to go for a CT chest without contrast. Also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And continue the Norelepta 1 puff daily, Albuterol inhaler 2 puffs, TID, PRN. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 3 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Richard Potts, MD. Thank you, Sark. This is